This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Plus CBD by CV Sciences. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD oil to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new product from Plus CBD, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels. They provide higher levels of CBD for the greatest impact on everyday health. And with pre-measured servings and no hemp flavor, Plus CBD Maximum Strength Soft Gels are a no-mess, no-fuss way to take advantage of CBD's myriad of benefits. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com and use coupon code HOFFMAN for 20% off. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Leigh Mutin, your host. I want to wish everybody listening a Happy New Year. A Happy New Year. Here's to 2021. May it bring you much success in your lives, personally, professionally, in your health endeavors. I wish all of that for you. And it's good to be a little contemplative in how we move forward, given the very challenging year, 2020. I hope it's brought to light for many an idea of what's really important. I know it has for me, of what's really important, and that's so that you may prioritize going forward what is really important to you with regard to your health and well-being, your outlook. I wish you all the best. And I thank you for sending me questions, which I'm going to get to today. You could send your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. A little sip of my ginger tea right there to clear my throat. So, as you know, recently I wrote an article for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter called The Dangers of Artificial Sweeteners. Now, in this article, I talk about many different artificial sweeteners. I talked about NutraSweet, you know, the blue packet equal, which is, you know, aspartame, called NutraSweet. I talk about sugar alcohols. I talk about Splenda, I talk about Stevia. These are the more popular ones. And I have a couple of questions here. Ronnie writes me, well, how about monk fruit extract? Because I didn't mention monk fruit extract. I'll tell you, I have a couple of patients using monk fruit extract. They don't use a lot of it. It's just fine for how they use it. These are patients who do not have any issues of overweight, of obesity, or blood sugar issues, or insulin resistance issues, or any of that. These are the folks that can pretty much use any type of safe sweetener, in my opinion. The problem with sugar is that for many people, it can often be addictive. And if you are prone to insulin resistance, you're overweight or even a little overweight and you want to drop a few pounds, keeping that sweet craving going is only keeping your insulin levels higher than they normally would be. And insulin is a very important hormone in normalizing our blood sugar. But beyond that, it's a fat storage hormone. So let me talk about monk fruit. Monk fruit, it is natural, and it mainly is fructose and glucose, but also the main sweetness of monk fruit comes from antioxidants called magrocytes, which is interesting. Now, monk fruit is 100 to 250 times sweeter than regular old table sugar, which is sucrose. And you know, that's the case with many of these alternative sweeteners, that they're often many, many times more sweet than regular table sugar, which is sucrose. And therefore, you use less of it. So monk fruit may be an alternative for many, and great if you're able to use it. However, if you're having issues of weight or sugar craving, remember that you're not just craving regular sugar, even if you use an alternative sweetener, whether it's monk fruit, whether it's Splenda, whether it's stevia, whether it's even sugar alcohols, they can keep the craving going. And also remember that any time we taste sweet in our mouth, we're secreting some amount of insulin. And for those who are prone to hyperinsulinism, you're secreting a little more insulin than normal. And that perpetuates hormonally, metabolically, your body remaining in fat storage mode. So, hey, monk fruit can be an option if you're fine with it, you don't have any issues with it, it's not craving you to come back and have more sweets or anything like that, go for it. There are many people who can handle alternative sweeteners, a monk fruit, a stevia, even a Splenda, the sugar alcohols, which are in many low-carb products. I'm just warning for those who are trying to lose weight, have metabolic syndrome, have diabetes or pre-diabetes, this can be a problem. And I'll tell you, I have many, 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 many firsthand case studies, patients, clients of mine, trying to lose weight, doing a low-carb diet beautifully, but hitting a plateau. Well, why are they on a plateau? Finally, I find out that they're having, you know, a glass of diet soda a day that would be sweetened with aspartame. Maybe it's sweetened with Splenda, or they're using some other sweetener in their coffee. As soon as we get rid of that, that alternative sweetener, natural, artificial, or whatever, the weight loss plateau breaks. They are able to continue losing weight. See, this is the power of how hormones impact our metabolism. It's not just about the calories. It's not calories in, calories out. It's about the hormones. You want to be able to eat in a way to reduce the amount of insulin that your pancreas is secreting. You just need enough for it to maintain your blood glucose levels, use that glucose for energy, to release it into the cells of our body. That's what the insulin is there for. But that much more insulin than what you need puts you in chronic fat storage mode. And that's exactly what you don't like, what you don't want, right? It doesn't help. I have another similar question from Bernadette. What about saccharin? You didn't mention saccharin in your article. You know what, Bernadette? You're absolutely right. And saccharin is one of the first artificial sweeteners that came out way back when, right? The pink packet, that's sweet and low, folks. That's sweet and low. You know it. It's at the table at the diner, the counter, wherever you are, and so forth. The pink packet. Saccharin is one of the oldest sweeteners, but it's also a dangerous sweetener in that it is a known carcinogen. It may cause cancer. And that's why I didn't include it at all. Frankly, Bernadette, that's why I didn't include it. I figure, you know, enough people aren't using it. However, I have to back up and say many people still do use sweet and low. But I don't want to... I wouldn't recommend sweet and low to anyone, right? Now, having said that, and you know that I'm a medical nutrition therapist, and one of the diets I administer, especially to my patients with inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's or colitis, is something called the specific carbohydrate diet. The specific carbohydrate diet, by the late Elaine Gottschall, The specific carbohydrate diet allows saccharin. Now, does that mean I want anyone to use saccharin? No. The specific carbohydrate diet allows saccharin. The specific carbohydrate diet, the SCD, can be quite austere. There are a lot of foods that are eliminated from the plan. And I believe what Elaine Gottschall's idea was is to include anything that would be permitted and allowed on this type of a program. And this is a separate issue. Anytime I do administer this diet, I do warn the patient, the client, about the use of sweet and low, of saccharin, because of the implications for cancer, being cancer-causing, possibly. Another sip of ginger tea. I love the heat of it. If you like ginger, you know what I do, oftentimes I love ginger tea. I love a hot beverage in the morning. I've been moving away from coffee. My taste buds are changing. And I'm kind of, coffee's become meh to me lately. That could change. I may go back. I may go back to having a cup or two of coffee. But I've switched to ginger tea because I like the spiciness of it. I do enjoy spicy food, people, just so you know. And ginger is one of those things. So I thank you, Bernadette, and I thank you, Ronnie, for your questions. Do keep them coming, and that you could send your email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I have another question, and this one comes from, let's see here. I don't have a name here. Let's see. But they write this. Hi, Layla. I know you don't much like the Impossible Burger, and you kind of like Beyond Burger. This one I like, except for the carbs, but I only eat one. And I've talked about both the Impossible Burger and Beyond Burger on this podcast. Would love to know what you think of the new Incogmeato. Isn't that a great name? Wow, whoever thought of that is a genius. Incogmeato. Incogmeato. That's a great name. And this is from Morningstar Farms, which is the parent company, I believe, is Kellogg's of Morningstar Farms. And basically, they lay out for me in this email here all of the nutrition facts, you know, the total fats, the saturated fats, the total carbs in Incogmeato is 12 grams, but the dietary fiber is 8 grams. So the net carbs of Incogmeato is actually 4 grams of carbs. That's not too bad, right? 4 grams of carbs. Now, here's something I see here. The sodium is 370 milligrams. That's about 16% of daily value. That's kind of high. We like to keep it under 10, but okay, let's let that go. Incogmeato not only does burgers, and I say that using quotations with my fingers, they also do, you know, bratwursts and chicken nuggets and other kinds of products like that. So, and it's all imitation meat. So let's get to the ingredients of Incogmeato. And a serving size, one burger, is approximately about maybe 3 to 4 ounces, 120 grams, depending on the size of it. The ingredients are water, soy protein concentrate, canola oil, palm oil, methyl cellulose. Methyl cellulose is a common binder. It's found in foods like these, but it's also found in some vitamin preparations. It's innocuous, methyl cellulose. Potato starch, apple juice powder, yeast extract, cornstarch, sunflower lecithin, vegetable juice concentrate, pectin, citric acid, B1, B2. Let me just start in the beginning. Soy protein concentrate. Now, if you're eating this on a daily basis, you're getting soy protein. Soy can be a problem. Now, I don't know that the this Morningstar's Incognito product is non-GMO verified or anything like that. If it's not, you're getting genetically modified soy, which may be problematic. But another problem with soy is it's a goitrogen, meaning soy can block the uptake of iodine from your diet, can block the uptake of iodine by your thyroid. And iodine is food for thyroid. It helps the thyroid to create thyroid hormone, T4, and T4 converts to T3, etc. Soy protein blocks that. So if you're somebody who has hypothyroidism, soy is not recommended. Could you develop hypothyroidism from eating a lot of soy? I've kind of seen that happen. And on the other hand, I've kind of seen that happen with people who overdo a lot of iodine. You know, are you eating kelp or seaweed chips every day or eating seaweed salad every day? That could be something. Just like the particular case that Dr. Hoffman mentions enough that he read about in the New England Journal of Medicine about the Asian woman who went on a cabbage soup diet and nearly destroyed her thyroid. Cabbage is a brassica family vegetable, a very important healthy vegetable. But when you overdo, it had these adverse effects on her thyroid. So soy is a problem. It's a goitrogen. It's a goitrogen. Canola oil, we're not fond of. That's also genetically modified, by the way. Palm oil is fine. All right, you've got potato starch, apple juice powder. I don't know what apple juice powder is doing in a burger. Now, the next ingredient is yeast extract. Yeast extract is also known as MSG. Now, but wait, I already hear what you're saying. But Layla, there's my chicken broth that I buy in a container says no MSG. And the ingredients say yeast extract. Well, guess what? There's still some MSG there if there's yeast extract. They are related. It could be the case of when a box of cookies, for example, if I may, says zero trans fats. And you may still find in the ingredients, you know, partially hydrogenated soybean oil or some other kind of oil, right? It does contain trans fat. But if it's less than half a gram per serving, which may be one or two or three cookies, they're allowed to say zero trans fat. It may be the same with your no MSG label. I would invite all of you who are looking for products that simply say no MSG, go look at the ingredients label. Go look for things like yeast extract. Here's another one masquerading as MSG. Natural flavors. That might be my favorite. Natural flavors. What in heaven is that? So, this is what we're talking about here. There's cornstarch, all right, sunflower lecithin, all of these things. Hey, you know, if it tastes good and you're having it not so often, you don't have a thyroid issue, you don't mind eating genetically modified food, yeah, but wow, I look at the ingredients of this and I'd say, well, just bring me that grass-fed burger, please. This is me. This is my opinion. But I'm breaking it down for you here. With regard to the net carbs, it's four. It's got more sodium than I'd like. And you're not going to get that in a beautiful grass-fed burger, except for the amount of salt that you put onto it, certainly. Yeah, and it's got these ingredients, which may be questionable. The soy, the yeast extract. What are some of these other things doing in here? But I guess that's how you go and make a burger, right? Or an incognito burger, not a real burger. But listen, I thank you for your questions. Keep them coming. It's radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. And by the way, if you haven't signed up for the newsletter, just go to drhoffman.com and sign up. Just put your email there. Our newsletter comes out on a weekly basis, typically on a Wednesday. It used to be a Thursday. I think it's more like a Wednesday now lately. Sometimes it's still Thursday. It's free. And you may unsubscribe at any time. We do not use your email for any other reason. Keep that in mind. And again, you can unsubscribe at any time. And for those of you who wish to make an appointment with me, I'm available in person via telehealth. Our offices are open. I'm available. You know, we can Zoom. I'm available on the phone. I'm always available on the phone. Call the office, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.